Alright, it's recording now. Look at it go.
The Mets. How about them Mets?
Los Metropolitanos. Oh, Ian. This is just for you. I bought myself something that just came in the mail today. Do you want to make yourself feel old?
Never. Hit me up.
I am in my hand at this moment is a pack of the 25th anniversary of Vampire the Eternal Struggle cards.
Ooh. I didn't know those were still in existence. That's thrilling.
I also bought a box of the 5th edition printing. If we ever wanted to try and convince a couple people to play.
Yeah, wait, how's that work? Oh, like the card game or?
Yeah, they made a new version, a new edition of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of new N95 masks today, so I would be up for jihad anytime.
It's got five decks in it. It's like a beginner set. Like it's got the rules, it's got counters, it's got an edge token, it's got, you know.
Yeah, what can we do to make this happen?
And I haven't played that game for super, super long.
Right.
But yeah, this is the 5th edition printing of Vitesse.
Yeah, I could go into a time warp and do some Vitesse. It has to hold up like it does in my heart.
Yeah, Samurai, I believe that they do appear to be completely compatible with the old cards because it's still maintained by the Elder Kindred Network. So all the additions should be playable through. There is a brand new vampire card game. It's got a different name. I forget what it's called, but it is not compatible. It is played differently. But whoever owns the World of Darkness now has multiple licensed vampire card games out at the same time. And they're also licensing that new video game, which I really want to play badly.
Mm-mm. You got to give me a hint. There were no clues in that.
It's the Vampire Bloodlines 2.
Oh. I was just replaying one recently.
Yeah, one's What's a great
two
game.
All about? Two is not, this is not Coterie of New York?
No. I think it's just called Bloodlines 2.
Just called Bloodlines 2? Wow. You've sold me on that.
The release date keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. You know, it's turning into Cyberpunk.
Right. That's fine. I can wait. I didn't even know it was coming. I can wait.
It says coming 2021 to PC and consoles is what it says.
Sweet.
It tells me that Christmas. You could be the Bruja, the Tremere, the Toreador, the Vantru, the Malkavians, or apparently caitiffs are now called Thinbloods.
Oh. All right.
But
lazy. But you still won me over.
Yeah.
100% yes.
Yeah, I want to get that game when it comes out. Am I cutting in and out at all? Are people in the thing?
I've not noticed any cutting in and out.
Okay, Mike, I keep hearing blonk noises of like something like USB getting plugged and unplugged from my PC, and I thought it was maybe my headset, but hopefully that's not going to be a problem.
You haven't been cutting out, no.
Okay. Weird. Well, of course, that's my microphone, so.
I don't like the unknown USB going in and out, but.
Yeah, I've just been sitting here, ba-dunk, 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 and I'm like, what is that about? Anyway, y'all ready for this? True Believers, welcome to the 279th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. My name is Craig. Today is my wife's birthday. Say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
And then we got these two other chumps. They are Ray and Ian, and they're here.
Hello.
Happy birthday. Also, hello.
Is this the week of not that at all, because I didn't update the script. February 3rd to the 10th in the year of our COVID. Over at your 5-day 4-star Craig. Oh, the Titans. That USB thing just blonked again. On the 27th, Ian.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to crash you so hard.
Did you drax your way to victory?
I did. I did. That was I forget what I did, but it worked out.
All right.
Enough secret weapons that I was able to.
Did you gamma bomb yourself to victory?
I think the crowd went wild to victory for some reason.
Oh.
I don't know why. It just kept going off and it was hopeful. I may have put a gamma bomb in there, but Thor is durable. And then things start happening and I've never fought him before. I didn't like it, but I won.
And then coming up on the 6th is what appears to be the first appearance of Karnak.
Ooh, I don't think I have him.
1, 2, 1.
All right.
You have all three powers.
Yeah.
Whoa, and in a rare occurrence, Ray and I have him at the same build.
Yeah.
Wow.
That never happens.
He does he does decent damage. I'd give it a whirl. I mean,
He seems popular. He seems cool without being game breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a problem.
By the way, did you see what Patch said? You might be hearing people enter and leave the channel.
I can't imagine that now is suddenly on that I've never had on before.
Just saying.
Did Discord update and turn stuff back on without me knowing?
Very much yes.
Hmm.
Very much I don't know, but in any case.
I don't even know how to turn that off. Voice and video? No. Notifications, that's a thing.
Nobody say anything interesting, and I'll just cut this out of the edited version.
Hey, look, user join sound is on. User leave sound is on. What did that happen? Hi, Teeth. All right. And your story event. Back to the show. We got...
so sad we needed a licensed professional to solve that for us.
That's right. We got Deadpool versus... that'll get you a hood, a Cindy Lou Who, and some Ghost Pool shards. Placement is Scorpion and Age of Magneto. And your next one is Fight for Wakanda. That'll get you Pietro, Scorpion, those Magneto shards. Placement is Cletus and some Iceman shards. And there's an event, Puzzle Gauntlet.
What? That can't be an event. Tell me more.
That's all I know. It's called Puzzle Gauntlet.
Wow. Wait, another puzzle one?
Yes, I'm excited about another puzzle event.
Yeah.
The last one was cool.
Yeah.
This one, you will get a Royal Talon Fighter support token.
Ooh. So, I mean, I already have it, but if you don't have it, you should really play that and try and get it, because, man, that is really nice.
Yeah.
And currently in PvP, it is Wakanda Forever. That'll get you Gamora, Black Panther, Placement, Shuri, and some Ghost Pool shards. All right. Let's talk about the 220 release notes.
Do it, Doug.
All right, Ian, you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
All right, the clue for the next character is Crimson Host.
Right.
What you got?
So this time, it's got to be Omega Red, right?
You would like to believe that.
I would like to believe that.
Except for Craig's skepticism and the fact that I know he got ahead, I would believe that.
Yeah, I feel like there's no reason to doubt it, even with Craig's skepticism. But in my heart, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the sadness that is the actual character in a minute. what else we got there? Cindy Lou Who's out there. Mind Stone season starts on the 4th. Here's some fixes. Selecting the Recruits Hero button from within an event now always leads to the correct event store. I don't think I've ever tried to recruit a hero from inside an event.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, I do it every day. I finish the Deadpool daily, and then I turn in my tokens. So when I go to do it, it's always from the Deadpool Daily, and it always takes me to those three tokens that I just earned. So, I've never noticed that it didn't. It always works, so I'm glad they fixed that. But
all right, and then selecting a character for your team that's already equipped as a team up will now swap or unequip that team up. All right, I pay so very little attention to what team ups are selected. I just let the computer pick them, and I just fire them once in a while just to get that daily reward.
Well, we learned last week that they are a hot commodity and how to distribute them politely.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So you are the outlier.
Marvel put out an article today for Black History Month. That'll get you some 400 King of Wakanda shards.
Yeah.
Some special PvP events featuring Black Panther, Shuri, Nick Fury, Misty Knight, Storm, Miles Morales, Luke Cage, Rai Will.i.ams, and the T'Challa version of Black Panther as well.
Nice.
It says heroes will get buffed throughout the month, and they are nice and provide us a... And Donkey Teeth is ruining the surprise for Ian. Providing a list of all the boosted characters way ahead of time, which is super nice of them. And then for no apparent reason to have anything to do with Black History, they then decide to ruin who the fifth new five-star is, because, God, didn't we need another frickin' five-star Scott?
Do we have any?
No, one is too many. No more Scots.
One is plenty. One is the exact right number.
No. Zero five-star Scots is the correct amount.
No, he's dope.
He's a piece of garbage.
Totally dope.
I definitely don't need a Phoenix Force-inspired Scott. I get it. It's in the comic. Enough.
Right. Well, it's got to be cross-promotional. Plus, we already have Stupid Sexy Flanders, Scott, so it really can't get better than that.
That's my favorite one, to be honest with you, just because of that pose. Because that's what I think in my head every time it happens, is Stupid Sexy Flanders.
As you should.
Because that pose is the best.
It but, is, and then, it, then his visor glints at you.
But, man.
He's dreamy.
Stupid Scott.
So it's Omega Red?
Yeah, we could be so lucky. Omega Red would have been awesome.
Seems like a good guy.
Well,
a red host, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about reading his powers, because, man, he's so strong in the direct damage area of combat. Yeah, right. Five star? Well, that's going to be something.
I mean, I read X-Men. It's just gotten really weird recently. I mean, the fact that it's only kind of, I don't know. Scott and Jean and Logan are now like a throuple. It's very strange. It's very strange. Anyway, there you go. Scott.
Cyclops.
Got any other news? What you guys got?
No, I'm sorry. I don't do much right now.
Yeah, I thought I had something, but your outrage has completely blown it out of my mind. So I don't know.
Right. That combined with our ray-numbing joint outrage of the Goff Stafford trade? That's about it.
That was just absurd. Absurd.
It was.
All right, Ian.
No, I'm ready to move on. I'm eager to know this week because of the interesting takes on this.
Yeah, hit me with your top three.
The top three. We're doing the 1980s version of SNL. So, Craig, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, being a kid who was born in the 70s, 80s SNL, I watched a lot of 80s SNL when I could, you know, get myself to stay awake that long.
Sure.
So late 80s is really my sweet spot. And I'm sure my list will make people sad. But my number three, because I cannot resist all things Lovitz. Acting! Thank you!
Master Thespian?
Master Thespian comes in at number three. I love Master Thespian. I love John Lovitz. Every time Master Thespian came on, it cracked me up. Good stuff.
I agree. That's a good one. How about Ray? I think I started last week. I think I'll end it this week.
All right. So, yeah, this is actually, as we discussed before, it's actually a very difficult, because as Craig said, it would be a lot easier if we'd broken 80s up into early 80s and then later 80s. But
yeah.
In any case, my number three ended up being It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
That's a good sketch.
Yeah. I always enjoy that sketch.
There's somebody at the door, neighbor. Let's go see who it is. Who is it? That line always cracked me up.
It's hilarious. Eddie Murphy had a good long run at SNL and was hilarious.
True that.
However, I have a love of silliness and absurdity. That's why my number three 1980s SNL sketch is Toonsis, the driving cat.
The cat who could drive a car.
It was.
He drives around all over the town.
He's Toonsis, the driving cat.
Hey, Ian, guess what my number two is?
Oh, no! I have no idea. Why don't you tell me? This is your opportunity.
Oh, it could be Toonsis, the driving cat. I love Toonsis so much.
He's so silly and pointless.
He drives around all over the town. It's Toonsis, the driving cat.
They always had that spectacular old-timey crash explosion footage.
Yep, the car go tumbling off a cliff, explode into flames.
Oh, freaking Toonsis.
Toonsis, look out! And his eyes would get real big.
I can't imagine being the writers that pitched that.
They later went on to pitch us Laser Cats later.
They did. And Bear City.
Bear City will be making a comeback in this list in the future. I'm sorry to tell you.
It should. All right, Ray, you got a number two for us?
I do. I'm pretty sure that there's no crossover on this, but I found this bit hilarious. Willie and Frankie, doing different jobs and having this talk about just random yep. events and the whole he would start telling a story and partway through he would forget a word and the other guy would just throw something in at random and they would just run with it and then at the end I hate it when that happens.
So I took one of those there
dipsticks
meat thermometers.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I put it in my ear. And then I started hitting it with a
sledgehammer,
bumping hammer.
Yeah,
it just kept going. Oh man, I hate it when that happens. Oh, that really stings. Billy Crystal is amazing in that.
Yeah, totally love Willie and Frankie. Them, I hate it when that happens. That was a thing all throughout my high school. Like everybody used that phrase.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens. That happens too often in life right there, my friend.
I can't say I know that sketch.
It is solid gold.
I think it was just a little before my time. Like we were discussing before the show, I first started watching in, I believe, 88.
Billy Crystal is probably what, 84, 85?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he's right around 82 to 84, somewhere in that era. So in a not overlap, but I thought close, because I love the John Lovitz. My number two was Tales of Ribaldry.
Nice.
Tales of Ribaldry.
Tales of Ribaldry. Oh, this is very saucy. Let's listen some more. Sorry. Buy my book.
I can be very clearly, I love that sketch. And then something would happen that was like, way out on Front Street and vulgar, and he'd be like, ugh!
All right. I can't go wrong, risk... I agree. I mean, Lovitz is...
Nice, yeah, Lovitz is good stuff. All right, at risk of probable overlap, why don't you go first with your number one?
My number one is, now's the time on Sprockets when we dance. They did Sprockets, I don't know, 20 times, maybe? Oh, between the 80s and the 80s and early 90s, time, Sprockets, like, just,
You'll become tiresome. That was the time when we dance.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
So...
Leave in mine Einchmunken.
Unless it's a total sweep, right?
Touch him! Love him!
I'm just gonna jump over your spot and let you know that my number one is Sprockets.
Nice.
Because... East Germany's Most Disturbing Home Videos was the funniest Sprockets. Oh, he looks like an ordinary tramp, but when you flip him over, aunts.
You tire me now.
Would you like to touch my caribou? Sorry, I'm totally lost in the sketch now. Quick, move on to raise number one.
So Sprockets was definitely on my honorable mentions list. So, you know, I definitely agree. However, in the 1980s was the beginning of the Wayne's World sketch. And seriously love Mike Myers in the Wayne's World sketch.
It's solid. It just could not make my top three.
I understand, but...
Right. It really was.
And I got a couple honorable mentions, too, to, you know, as always.
Ray, did you ever see, I think it was an MTV Wayne's World special, I don't remember what the two of them were hosting, but they sang a song called Pain Cave?
Yes.
That's the funniest thing they do.
Yes.
It's so absurd. Oh, I love that song to this
probably
day.
Probably the VMAs, right?
It could have been. I don't know, because,
it's 3 minutes long, but it's in Discord now, so.
Yeah. Oh, good. We'll catch that later. All right. Yeah, that was a good lineup. I can't believe we opened this. Sorry, someone posted Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah, good job, Sluggo. That is also one of the finest skits of all time. I had some honorable mentions for...
simple caveman.
You're always frightening. Confuse me. But we have to have an honorable mention to Hans and Franz, just cause.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, which later got Mike Myers into making even more money, if it's not Scottish, it's crap!
That's a good movie, though. And a good sketch. But again, I didn't know if that started in the 80s or if that was happened later.
I believe that was also 88 or 89. Yeah, Lothar of the Hill people.
I thought about putting that on my list, and I think it's funny and it holds up, but I don't think it's that funny. I couldn't remember why it was funny other than him being silly.
I could see by this, you know, the sun going down in the west. So Scott, it is time to go. Crab Lothar of the Hill people. just so much good stuff in the 80s. I think somebody else posted Fernando's Hideaway, you know, you rock marvelous. That was a big thing in the 80s.
Yeah.
Boy, so many good skits in the 80s.
Right.
Saturday Night Live was really fired at all cylinders.
and a good stride.
Outside of the Joe Piscopo years, because those were garbage. But
Eddie Murphy was there to carry him along. It was fine.
I think there was one year where there was no Murphy. It was just Piscopo, and it was terrible.
Oh, I'm sure that happened.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a good time.
Yes, I thought so, too.
Ian, hit me with some trivia.
I do have some trivia. Let me think. I have all these post-it notes all over my area, and I just look like I'm writing a manifesto or something. It's ridiculous.
Be careful. Some of those are your passwords.
What? No, none of those are. Here we are. I feel like last week there's a small chance I could have asked you who killed Uncle Ben, and by that I mean Ben Parker.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
It does.
Ooh. According to trivia, that gentleman's name is Dennis Carradine. So,
like David Carradine?
Like David Carradine, but Dennis.
You know, sorry, I gotta pause for a minute now. So last night, I turned on Pluto TV, like I do.
Oh, did you see that they added wrestling?
No.
Oh, like, they added an all-Pluto boxing channel and an all-Pluto wrestling channel.
Well, they had, like, the Pluto Mexican wrestling channel for a long time.
Oh, yeah, nope, this is different than that.
Oh, yeah, the Lucha Libre channel's been there for a while. But anyway, yeah, so no. I turned on MST3K.
Right.
And it was a repeat of something I had just seen recently. So I flipped over to Riff Tracks, which is effectively the same show, right?
Right.
And they were doing a David Carradine special where he's a cop from the future, but he's driving around in cars from the 70s. It was like Future Zone is what it was called. Apparently, it was the sequel to Future Force.
Mm.
Wow. That was some prime David Carradine there. That was some really awful stuff. Anyway. No, they stole that 2 minutes of your life away. Yes, with the glove samurai. He's a cop who's got a big giant gauntlet that he can put on and shoot lightning bolts out of it. But for some reason, he doesn't wear it all the time. He only wears it like when he has time to get it out of his trunk. Otherwise, he shoots you with a handgun.
Sure.
You know.
Oh, goodness. Yes, so Dennis Carradine. Not in that movie. Dennis Carradine, on the other hand, killed Ben Parker. And robbed the wrestling promoter. So, double bad for him.
Oh, maybe that's who Silk was been after all these years, because that was her best friend, was Rob the wrestling promoter, and that convinced her to become a crime-fighting person after she disappeared into a cave for 20 years, yet somehow didn't age at all, because, I don't know, I don't care anymore. Stupid Silk. So stupid.
Not everybody has the best backstory.
Ugh.
Sometimes, you know, I don't know. I'll just ask another trivia question.
All right.
When Tony Stark and Black Widow first meet in Iron Man 2, she is using an alias. Do you know what the alias she was using when she was first introduced to Tony Stark?
Not a clue.
Nope, no idea.
Great.
I have not watched that movie in a very long time.
That's what makes it good trivia. I'll make the next week's much, much easier.
All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag then?
All righty. Sorry, you caught me off guard. Not a whole lot this week, but let's start off with Groose over on Reddit, who said, great episode. The team-up segment was great. At the risk of bringing it up again, I want to note that Agent Venom was mentioned, and he is a great team-up. His red and black deal damage, but his yellow is where it's at. It deals a pittance of AoE damage, but it makes your whole team invisible for several turns as a team-up. So it's great for throwing in a few turns of breathing room without the drawback of growing airborne.
Does it have two turntables and a microphone?
That was a good drum break.
He does also give each of us 10 points to all three houses this week for inadvertent comedy that only I probably found funny. But at one point, Ian says, the team-up talk is great, but if we do it every week, I'll fall asleep. Ray says, I agree, and proceeds to continue to talk about team-ups. And then Craig's sleepy time nursery alarm sounds. I thought it was a joke added in post about how Team Up Talk was sending Ian to sleep, but in fact, it had happened organically, and it was mwah.
Yeah, it just happened to be right at 10 o'clock, and, you know.
A perfect storm.
It was pretty good. Dances with Weevils says, I, too, got Solitarica for free from Epic. I read the description, and I knew I was doomed. You see, it's a puzzle game with RPG elements where you increase your character's power and abilities. I played the original Puzzle Quest, and it reminds me of that, and even a bit more addictive. I'm fully on board for a Marvel Solitarica.
Yeah, I beat it with, or, you know, beat it through the normal difficulty with, like, the Warrior and the Monk. And the something else. I right now I'm stuck on the rogue. I've gotten to the boss and failed there, so I have to. But yeah, there is a bard upcoming. I know Ian was very curious about the bard, but I have not played the bard deck yet.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's your jam.
I'm kind of curious.
I think wizard is next on my list after rogue.
I don't think I'm quite curious enough.
Yeah, if you like solitaire games, it's fun.
So Dances with Weevils also says, I'd like to point out that air fryers are just tiny convection ovens. If you use convection oven on setting on your stove, if you have one, it'll do the same thing for a lot more. He says that if you really want a big air fryer appliance, go get the Charbroil Big Easy Oilless Turkey Fryer, which is a big convection oven. He says he can do 2 pounds of wings at a time in the hanging baskets, and it also happens to fry a turkey.
Nice.
He put a link in to the Reddit if you want to check it out. He also says that the Instapot is my jam. He says he made this pressure cooker fast and easy chicken chili verde recipe, and his wife can't take the heat, so he used green peppers instead of spicy ones, but it's a stupid easy recipe and amazing taste. So
does she stay out of the kitchen?
Apparently.
Yes! It worked on many levels. Many. That was artful.
I enjoy making jokes just to make Ian laugh, because that's.
Finally, what I got, Stink Palm says, Yondu is a fantastic team up as well. You need a high AP pool, make strike tiles for 7 AP, and Cyclops team ups are good. He prefers the 3-star yellow and the 4-star blue. And 5-star Professor X is a super cheap and massively diversive. That is true. I didn't even think about Professor X and his purple. It can do all sorts of crazy things whenever you need them. So, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, 5-buck Chuck is, I enjoy him.
Yeah. He also says about our top three, I love my carbon steel pans, KitchenAid, and honestly, a good waffle maker. More things than waffles. More things than you would think of. Example, how about stuffing, cinnamon rolls, eggs, or brownie batter? I think you got me with the brownie
batter.
I feel
that would make my brownies too small. Cinnabons can only be made by Todd. So that's out.
Yeah, but it's a waffle shape. It's not like your brownies would be bite-sized, like, you know, waffle squares. They would be waffle-sized.
That's a lot of surface area for brownie. I think you're going to lose out the gooey center. Everything's going to be crispy. It's going to be all edges.
That's true.
Brownies, all edges.
I don't like that risk.
Yeah, which nobody really likes. They say they do, but they never really do, because you really want that gooey in the middle.
You want the goodness. Yeah! I was watching some cooking show on Netflix where the guy thought the best part of lasagna was the burnt corner. I was like, you're a f***ing liar. That's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I clearly have some pent-up feelings about that episode.
Man. Everybody say Joey bleeped up.
Joey bleeped up.
Man, you guys are bleeping mean.
Sorry.
So there is a point, though.
I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the
show. We did have lasagna earlier this week, and man, I just sat there chewing the burnt cheese that was from the edge. Like, it's so full of flavor. I don't know about a best, but it is full of flavor. In any case, that's all we got from the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
So that prompts a non-curse-filled question for me. What happens when you send a Legion team up?
Ooh, that's a really good question. You get one of six, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I wish I knew. All right. Well, in the meantime...
Well, that sounds like Ian's new jam. He's just going to send Legion team-ups to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you just need to request team-ups, and then we can all send you Legion, and you can tell us what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I'm going to go switch over to my infographic.
All right. Because once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we didn't make the top three list. But I just want to... Pop! You up.
You up.
Sorry.
So we got news from Patch. Legion cannot be sent as a team-up.
Oh, okay. Boo earns.
Solved. All right. Yeah, let's see if I can get back on board for this. All right. Ooh, we've got some 3 stars. Black Widow with her gray suit is boosted. Her green AoE will be increased in damage. Her red pistol damage will be increased. And that's it. Her other thing is just makes green. Makes the other stuff go. Iron Man Model 40 is boosted. His blue AoE and his red direct damage will both get boosted this week. Sam Wilson. Recently reworked. Sam Wilson. The little bit of damage that he does when he puts out those much larger projectiles now will be simultaneously boosted in one ability. The degree to which he increases friendly special tiles will also be increased. I don't think that any changes can be made to Red Wing. She-Hulk, the amount of damage she does with her red will be increased. I think her blue does something that involves increasing swapped around strike tiles. So if she does do that, she'll increase them further. And current TV star, The Vision, is boosted. So again, his blue AoE or his red damage. It's been a lot of years, but I've never used his yellow, so I can't really tell you from experience what it does.
Nope, and still protect. Someday I yearn for them to fix him back to when he was broken, so that his blue power makes him useful.
Yeah. Are you watching that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
It went in the way that I hoped it would. It was like, here, have some clues. Here, have some clues. Here, have some clues. In case you didn't get those clues, we will spend this episode walking you through them.
Right. No. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but I'm assuming that the end of this is going to be reverse House of M.
Could be. I think that's a sound theory.
Yeah, I think that's how that way they can suck in the X-Men and the Fantastic Four and all that other jibber-jabber into the universe.
Ain't got no time for jibber-jabber.
Yeah.
All right, 4 stars. Let's do this. First of all, Blade, the modern version, is boosted.
Oh?
I don't know. He sneaks in here sometimes. I would call him Daywalker, but that's the 3-star version. So let's just call him Blade, modern.
One of my favorite infographic graphics. Blade makes an appearance on Twilight and ends the series.
So his strike tiles increased. With his hunger activates, tons of damage there. And he's got some green AoE that goes with his true healing. So all of that, something you can cash in on this week. Everybody's favorite, Carnage. Actually, some people like the 5-star one. But the 4-star one is also boosted. His red AoE boosted, along with the amount of damage that he does to his allies. But the special tiles that come out of his black and the damage he does with his green boosted. Good old Ghost Rider, one of my favorites. His recently reworked first 2 abilities now do some increased AoE, better special tiles, and more damage with his Hellfire. Miles Morales is boosted. So when you pop out of the hide and seek, you can do some damage, and his Venom Blast also does a little bit of damage. And lastly, the most gloriously reworked character of all time, as far as I know, Ry Williams. She has decent damage with her blue. She has fantastic or unbelievable damage with her red, and then does even more damage with her green. That is just what I want out of a character. She does damage while making charge tiles to make herself do more damage. Very straightforward. Simple man with simple tastes. So recommended this week in the Samurai Says corner is combining 4-star Blade, 4-star Carnage, and Iron Man Model 40. You use Iron Man Model 40 to build up red so that Blade's hunger fires more often. Combine his strike tiles with his hunger and Carnage's attack tiles and lots of damage. Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, sorry.
Just right in the middle of the segment. Thunderous. The hoofbeat of a thousand stallions.
I didn't think it was that loud.
It's always that loud.
Oh, listen to me now and believe me later. What a bunch of hats.
Let's get in the car and drive over to Team Up time then.
Well, okay, let me first thank Mystify.
All right.
Mystify.
I forgot. I've been hassled too much.
All right, so this week on Team Up time, or the synergy segment, I just pulled this out because I'm tired of seeing it, and it wasn't on my list. So if I'm tired of seeing it, people must use it a lot, and it's fairly annoying. So if you...
It's Polaris and Beta Ray Bill.
Are you tired of seeing Okoye on any team? So if you don't have Okoye, you might be tired of seeing her. Like, she boosts everybody's powers, kind of dangerous. She's not that dangerous herself, but she makes everybody else way more dangerous. If you don't like seeing her attack you in any combination, I suggest you use this team. This team is 5-star Onslaught with 5-star Professor X and 5-star Apocalypse. The combination, actually, Apocalypse is kind of just, he does a lot of damage, so he's a nice third. But the combo here is Onslaught and Professor X. Because Professor X, you make any 4-star or greater match, Professor X does some damage, takes another tile off the board. That's a little annoying. But you add to that when you do that same 4 match, Onslaught destroys all the team up tiles on the screen and does damage. That means you're taking Professor X's damage, you're taking Onslaught's damage. All the team-up tiles are now gone, so you can no longer heal Okoye because her healing is based on the number of team-up tiles on the screen. And you also want to build up her team-up tiles in order to boost your powers. So you can't make any more team-up matches because they're all gone. Onslaught and Professor X has risen to one of my likely-to-skip teams. So, yeah, if you're tired of being attacked by teams with Koye, use them. Use this group.
That's it. That's interesting, because I intentionally seek those teams out so I don't have to fight Polaris and Beta Ray Bill.
Sure.
And I just fight them with Gritty Kitty with 5 Buck Chuck and just mow them down.
But it does stop you from being attacked with a Koye. So.
I suppose.
There are counters to this team, like you said, the Gritty Kitty or just Kitty with Polaris. In several different combinations, but this specifically is the most annoying team to fight when you're using Okoye. So I guess you could use this as your defensive team to switch things up. I don't know how great it is as a progression, like to build up your points in PvP. I haven't really used it that much, but in any case, it is a very interesting combination. It can be very strong, very powerful. Onslaught I have at a 5-5-3. Professor X also at a 5-5-3. And Apocalypse I use at a 3-5-5. Although, now that I'm looking at it, I might...
Do you want to name 3 characters that I don't have fully covered?
Oh, yeah.
You just did.
So I might change Apocalypse, but I'm not exactly sure how, because his black is the only active black on the team. So, I don't know. You figure it out. But... 3-5-5 is the way I generally use them. So, yeah, if you have them, give it a whirl, because, man, Okoye does not like that team. So there you go. That's your team up for this week, and thanks as always to Unify.
Unify.
If you have any other team up suggestions, feel free to put them in Reddit or send me an email. Do whatever.
All right, let's open up the tokens old school style.
Cool. Here it goes. It is. Oh, Moon Knight. I like him. Go ahead, someone else.
I got 4.
I'm still getting there.
All right, I'm going to start over. We got Wiccan. That was a character.
Yep.
Number 2 is Pew Pew Fingers. Number 3 is Rouge. And the 4th one, 4-4, starts Frickin' Scott. Game hates me.
I know Scott hates you, but I think it's mutual.
That's true.
All right, well, apparently I have 3, and hey, thanks for saving me all the 5s.
You're welcome.
The first one is not. It is a 4-star Black Panther. Number 2 is a 5-star.
There he's boosted.
It is Magneto, Age of Apocalypse, Eternal Induction. And finally is a Valkyrie. Okie doke.
Hey, adding those boop my shield level up to 172.
Ooh.
That takes my Magneto to a 133. What'd you say your level was?
My shield rank is 172.
Huh. Okay.
Yours is what, 350?
197.
No surprise here. Mine is 113. I can't even play clearance level 10 yet.
What's the requirement for clearance level 10? Is it 120?
120, okay. I think. Mm-hmm.
You're not missing much. I wouldn't want to do it without, like... There are some times that I can't complete the mission four times in a row. Like, the challenge one, or...
Oh, no, I'm not trying to compete. I don't you remember we got a mail, like, a year ago? Being like, Ian, listen, all you have to do is play everything one time, and you'll get better rewards than if you try really hard in the lower clearances.
That's great.
And I wanted to live that dream because I took that advice to heart, but then I realized I was not able to play level 10 yet.
However, all those were brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Hey, what's on the podcast network?
Oh my, I can't keep track. We have too much interesting stuff. But if you would like to learn more, you can go over to soontobenamednetwork.com at soontobenamednetwork.com. We're the Soon to Be Named Network. It's us, several other podcasts, all working together to get our voices heard and keep you entertained. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, I remembered what I was going to say.
All right.
Yes.
So, Silk, I know you don't like the character, Craig, but that is a strong character.
Yeah.
She was a lot of fun to play. I really enjoy that character. I'm hoping to get her covered pretty quickly here. So, I don't know if you guys had the same experience when you played her, but...
Yeah, nope, very functionally sound. I was impressed.
I did make the same mistake as I did with Throg in fighting her against herself.
Right. Oh.
Don't do that.
No, that seems like a really slow, long process.
Yeah, that was it.
What was I thinking? I did play it. It was enjoyable. Yeah, I didn't see any flaws. So she's got a power, or there's some artwork, and I can't decide what's going on in the artwork. It's like the cover for her introducing event. I can't decide if she has a sticky web shoulder pad and her arms shooting straight back. Or she's got a sticky web boxing glove and her arm is cocked back for a punch.
It is the latter. She's covered her fist in webbing and she's punching. Yep.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be like wearing a boxing glove? You're actually making it softer?
Yeah, I would think. I don't know. Maybe it's just to protect
her hand.
Maybe
she wants to protect her own hand.
It's an enwebbened bash. I like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But beyond that, no. Yep. She seems good. I'm with you, Craig. I don't... Functionality shouldn't reflect in a backstory you don't...
Yeah, she's fine in MPQ. I said, she's... But boy, her backstory just got awful.
I've spent the last 4 years saying that about Gwenpool. Ugh. I recognize the quality of the character. That doesn't mean...
Yeah. Her backstory is bad.
Yeah, pointless fourth wall breaking nobody. Jeez. I don't even get it. You kids today with your saying things slightly differently and thinking it's cool. I hate that too.
Hashtag it sucks.
Hashtag grumpy old man. I was thinking that yesterday. Because I think we were discussing the GameStop situation and someone mentioned stonks and I was like, what's a stonk? It's not funny.
What's a stonk?
I don't get it. Is it a specific reference to something? Or is it just the kids saying stock slightly differently and thinking it's funny?
What is it?
I don't know. Samurai says it's a funny way to say stock.
That's dumb. But
it is. The kids are dumb. The things that they like are dumb. Change is dumb.
Man, if only there was like a new season of Futurama, they could change the word like they did with Ask.
Wait, what?
In the future, people don't say ask. They say ax me things. Let me ask you a question.
That's funny. I get it. Yeah, nope. I don't like stonks. I don't like chonky things. I don't like anything that's different. I like plain, unseasoned oat mush.
Sorry, when you started today there, I'm like, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I do. I think Sir Mix-a-Lot was ahead of his time.
He was totally ahead of his time. That song came out now. It'd be number one hit for 20 weeks.
Yes.
They can play that back to back with WAP. Anyway, thanks for joining us in this week. Check for updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot him a raiseway. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner and give us some love. Apparently, maybe Ray will give me a few pennies and I can buy a different keyboard. or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, Sector 7G, eh? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
How does the computer know what Tasty Wheat tastes like? Maybe Tasty Wheat tastes like chicken.